Unit 1. Strange and Unusual. Reading 2.
The Curse of the Mummy. Death shall come on swift wings to him who disturbs the peace of the king. Carved in stone, these are the words Howard Carter was reported to have seen as he entered the tomb of King Tutankhamun, the famous pharaoh who ruled Egypt from 1333 to 1325 BC. Egyptian sepulchres, like that of King Tutankhamun, contain curses to frighten those who would violate the tombs, and in what has come to be known as the Curse of the Mummy, it is believed that tragedy and death befall those who disturb the graves of Egyptian kings. In the 1930s, the belief in a mummy's curse was rekindled after the deaths of Carter's colleagues. In 1891, Howard Carter, a young archaeologist from England, went to Egypt to study ancient Egyptian culture and to try to locate the unopened tomb of an ancient Egyptian king. Because Egyptian kings were buried with gold and other valuable items, by the end of the 19th century, most tombs in the Valley of the Kings had been plundered. Therefore, many archaeologists believe that there was nothing left to excavate. Carter, however, believed there was at least one more undiscovered tomb, and he wanted to find it. The great burial chambers in the Valley of the Kings contained the wrapped bodies of pharaohs, as well as items Egyptians believed would aid the kings in their next life. Before being interred for the afterlife, the bodies of the kings were carefully preserved by a process of embalming called mummification. When a body was mummified, the internal organs and brains were removed and stored in large jars. Then the skin, muscles, and bones were covered in a special salt for 3 months. At the end of 3 months, after the salt absorbed the water from the body was wrapped in pieces of cotton soaked in resin, the liquid from pine trees. Through this process, the bodies of Egyptian kings have been preserved for thousands of years, and bodies that undergo this embalming process are called mummies. After years of working in Egypt and studying various sites, still convinced he would find an unopened tomb, Howard Carter approached wealthy British businessman Lord Carnarvon, who agreed to finance the search. After 5 unsuccessful years, however, Lord Carnarvon threatened to withdraw his patronage. Carnarvon gave Carter just one more year within which to make a discovery. Returning to Egypt, Carter brought with him a canary, which was later believed to have been the harbinger of both success as well as disaster. It was in that year, 1922, that Carter discovered the tomb of King Tutankhamun, but days before the discovery, Carter's canary had been killed by a cobra, a symbol of the pharaohs. In November of 1922, Howard Carter cut a hole in the stone door that stood in front of Tutankhamun's tomb. With him were Lord Carnarvon and 20 others, including archaeologists, workers, and servants. Upon opening the tomb, they found wonderful treasures, including a solid gold mask that covered the face and upper torso of King Tutankhamun's body. Soon, however, their celebrations were dampened by a number of tragedies. Lord Carnarvon died in Egypt a few months after the opening of the tomb. At first, doctors were unable to account for his death, but they finally determined it to be pneumonia and blood poisoning caused by an infected mosquito bite. The British press reported that at the exact moment of his death, back in England, Lord Carnarvon's dog howled at the moon and then died. Rumors of a mummy's curse shook the British public when the mummy of Tutankhamun was unwrapped and a wound was discovered on the left cheek, in the exact spot as the insect bite that caused Lord Carnarvon's death. By 1929, London newspapers reported that 11 people connected with the discovery of King Tutankhamun's tomb, including relatives of Lord Carnarvon, Carter's personal secretary Richard Bethell, and Bethell's father, had died of unnatural causes. Bethell's father leapt to his death, leaving a suicide note alluding to horrors he had seen. Did the mummy's curse cause these deaths? If so, why didn't the man who opened the tomb succumb to the curse of the mummy? Howard Carter, who never believed in the curse, survived into his mid-60s, dying of what appears to have been natural causes.